It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. In Pakistan, there was dancing in the street yesterday after the ousted head of the Supreme Court was reinstated. The government of President Asif Ali Zardari blinked in his standoff with opposition leaders who are calling for major reforms. But now the focus is shifting to the challenges ahead for Pakistan. It's a country where poverty, corruption, and a growing Islamic insurgency are all problems that have to be addressed. In a moment, we'll look at the turmoil in Pakistan's tribal areas. First, NPR's Anne Gerrels joins us from the capital, Islamabad. Hello.
Good morning.
Now that, Anne, the celebration is over, what are people talking about today?
Well, many are still basking in pride that for the first time a popular movement to support the Constitution proved successful, but analysts and newspaper editorials are in a way sounding the alarm. They're warning against thinking the restoration of Chief Justice Iftikhar Chaudhry is going to solve the country's problems. And there are huge expectations. The poor expect Chaudhry to create miracles, get them jobs, end spiraling inflation. Some political forces hope Chaudhry will now take action against former President and Army Chief Pervez Musharraf for abrogating the Constitution in the first place. Something the military wouldn't like, by the way. The families of the missing want Chaudhry to find their relatives. Chaudhry was removed just as he was calling in intelligence services to account for the 2,000 or so missing. And that could once again make the military uncomfortable as well as the U.S. because some are suspected terrorists believed to have been secretly taken to the U.S. So far, Chaudhry isn't saying anything about his plans.
Well, now that he is the Chief Justice back on the bench, Pakistan's lawyers and opposition activists are calling for something else, and that's an independent judiciary, which has been somewhat compromised over the last few years. Will there be continued pressure on the president to do more on that score?
Absolutely. And incidentally, Zardari's been busily stuffing the courts with his judges without any parliamentary review in recent weeks. A huge amount's got to be done. And one of the big issues now will be negotiations on the special powers of the president to override parliament. These were put in place by former leader Pervez Musharraf. Zardari had said he would give up those powers, another promise he has so far failed to fulfill. But following his defeat on the streets over the weekend, his prime minister is sounding conciliatory and has said the main parties will talk about this and other outstanding issues.
Which brings us to the issue of opposition leader Nawaz Sharif. He won on the street with these demonstrations over the weekend, but he and his brother are banned from holding office. And the president has removed their party from power in the important province of Punjab. Is this going to be resolved?
Once again, the government is making the right noises. It said it's going to ask the Supreme Court to review the decision. That's a decision widely believed Zardari influenced. The massive turnout, as you note, in support of Sharif over the weekend sent a clear message that his party can't be shut out of power. The political dynamics have changed here, and now much depends on how a weakened Zardari acts and how Sharif, on his part, handles his recent successes.
You know, the U.S., of course, is concerned about Pakistan, you know, at all times. How will these events affect the possible Islamic militant threat there?
Well, it's certainly not going to help if the parties can finally work together instead of fighting each other. And there's one interesting outcome of all of this. U.S. officials have been talking to Nawaz Sharif during this crisis and may now be less suspicious of him. The Bush administration really kept their distance. They were leery of his perceived support for Islamic conservatives. But some U.S. officials are now saying Nawaz Sharif might just be a useful partner now, given his relationship with some of the Islamic parties. And he's also got very good relations with Saudi Arabia, which is a key player in all of this.
Anne, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Gerrels speaking to us from Islamabad.